Recorded Books Inspirational presents To Have and to Hold, a Bridal Veil Island novel by Tracy Peterson and Judith Miller, narrated by Kate Forbes.
Chapter 1. Bridal Veil Island, Georgia, late August 1886. Audrey Cunningham knew that look. The wrinkled brow, the furrowed crevices around the lips, the eyebrows dropped low above gunmetal gray eyes, the look her father displayed when trouble loomed in their future. She'd observed far too many of those worried expressions over the past months, and though she'd questioned her father on more than one occasion, he continually denied that anything was amiss. But not this morning. This morning, he motioned her toward the breakfast table and pointed to one of the spindle-backed chairs. She settled on the cane seat and braced herself for the bad news that was sure to follow.
"We've got troubles."
His shoulders hunched forward, and a thatch of dark hair that age and worry had peppered with strands of gray fell across his forehead. Even at 50, his hair remained thick and unmanageable, much like Audrey's unruly coffee-brown curls. She pressed her spine against the hard wood of the hand-turned spindles, folded her hands into a tight knot, and waited. Her father raked his fingers across his forehead and pushed the errant hair into place.
"I've been keeping this from you for a while now. I thought I'd find a solution, but I guess the time has come that I've got to tell you."
When her father hesitated, Audrey leaned forward and reached for his hand.